Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you're listening to us. Thank you very much for doing so. This is 1267A. Wow, that's a lot of podcasts. 1267A, the A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, those are wonderful guests, and we have one for you today. I'm here in Puerto Rico at the opening of a Lifespan Edge Therapeutic Plasma Exchange and Longevity Clinic. Our Well Beyond Wellness story of the week. Before we get to that, I should mention our sponsors, the makers of Truebiotics, Bovine Colostrum, and DiRescue, D-I-A-R-E-S-Q, DiRescue. The makers of those three are LifeFirstNaturals.com, the website where you can find the data on how effective those are and how to order them. And of course, For Youngevity, For, the number four, Y-O-U-N-G-E-V-I-T-Y, ForYoungevity.com, where you can sign up for the free newsletter that talks about the latest in Youngevity, that is, getting younger with longevity, as well as discusses the, you can sign up for the coaching program, which is a free beta test as of now. That's foryoungevity.com. Our Well Beyond Wellness story of the week, pregnancy acetaminophen study. Our Roizen rule for a younger you, it's on weight loss drugs as some of the supplements and small molecules that maybe all of us should be on after age 50. We also have a story on wellness foreplay. It's on video gaming and how much is too much. And our longevity is the next disruptor story. There are two of them, blood sugar spikes and BPA free and what those mean. Let's get to the Well Beyond Wellness. That is the pregnancy acetaminophen or Tylenol safety. You probably remember that our Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert Kennedy Jr., came out with a story about this could be related to autism or ADHD or intellectual disabilities in children in a major review of 43 studies, some small randomized, most epidemiologic, looking at people who took acetaminophen versus those who didn't. There was no increase, zero increase in autism, ADHD, intellectual disabilities. It didn't have any effect on that. So the point of this is, if you're pregnant or thinking about being pregnant, obviously you want to use the lowest effective dose, but it's not a problem for pregnant patients based on this study. That's our Well Beyond Wellness story of the week. Roizen rule for a younger you on supplements and small molecules with the weight loss drugs are changing everything. Guess what? The airlines came out and said that based on the amount of weight loss in the average passenger that they're seeing compared to last year, they will save $580 million. That's the American Airlines. The airlines that fly in America will save that just in American flights, $586 million from smaller passengers. And those of us who fly and who get people next to us that are bigger, well, we all hope they will be taking the GLP-1 drugs if appropriate. The side effects are even changing hospital admissions. We're seeing less admissions for obesity complications such as diabetes, high blood sugar, and more admissions for severe or more temporal time and more prescriptions for severe vomiting and nausea, unable to hold food down. Sometimes it seems like, at least in the admissions, the people are admitting to double dosing, trying to lose weight faster. Don't do that. Or stepping up the dose, they go from 2.5, instead of going to 5, they go to 7.5. Don't do that. Do it based on the way it's supposed to, and you'll have a much lower chance of having complications. Occasional pancreatitis is being admitted from this as well, but not commonly. Next story, a wellness foreplay story. It relates to video gaming. If you do over 10 hours a week, you're likely to, and this was in high school students, over 10 hours of gaming a week in high school and college students, there was a much greater incidence of poor choices in diet and higher body weight. I guess if you do a lot of video gaming, you should use the GLP-1s. It actually will decrease probably the video gaming, since it decreases the dopamine reward from alcohol, food, and drugs. Two stories on longevity. BPA is a toxin, bisphenol A, often on printed receipts and used in the packaging of food. So a lot of firms have come out with BPS and other things that they say are BPA free. The problem is those BPS and other things may even be more toxic than the BPA. So stay tuned to see how that's affecting longevity. Again, therapeutic plasma exchange, one of the real benefits, it gets rid of all that junk in your plasma. And blood sugar spikes is the other one. They seem in people over the age of 50 to pose greater risk for brain health. In other words, just spiking sugar by having overdoing ice cream, overdoing candy, etc., even overdoing simple carbs and clearly overdoing syrups and waffles and stuff like that. Well, the syrups, the Starbucks coffee loaded with syrup, etc., those things seem to have a much greater detriment for brain health than we previously thought. Those are the key stories this week on You, the Owner's Manual. The key, acetaminophen is safe for pregnant women to use when they have a fever and need it. And the Roizen rule for a younger you, don't overdo the GLP-1s. That is, don't jump the dosage. Don't go too fast. Don't double dose because you want to lose weight faster, because that can cause severe nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, even pancreatitis. And of course, the wellness foreplay is stop the video games, because if you play more than 10 hours a week, you're more likely to choose bad food and to gain weight, probably from both inactivity. It's really not a physical activity doing a video game. Of the two other stories for longevity, remember, if you're eating, don't eat sugar. Don't eat things with added sugar. Your body can handle at most 4 grams an hour. Don't give it more than 4 grams an hour. And be careful with packaged food, because the BPA-free containers may be even worse than the BPA containers. The jury is still out on that. Again, our sponsors, LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of TruBiotics, a great set of probiotics. Go to the website and see more about it. Bovine colostrum stops bloating, incredibly good for the gut. And Dye Rescue, wonderful for pediatric diarrhea, but also good to stop the problems that the GLP-1s occasionally cause in nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. And the number 4, longevity.com. Thanks very much for listening. And for those of you who downloaded us, that's all of you who are listening. Thank you for doing so. You're the reason we do this. Remember, there's a B segment The B is a great guest. I'm not even going to tell you the name. It's going to be a surprise or the topic, but you're going to enjoy it. Thanks very much.